And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 11th of January, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist Alan Paton, born in South Africa in 1903. He was a teacher in a Zulu school. Then he got a job working in prisons. He transformed a prison into an educational institution, became known as the man who pulled out the barbed wire and planted geraniums. He was on a world tour of penal institutions when he landed in Norway, and one evening, sitting there in front of a cathedral at twilight, he decided that he really needed to write fiction, and he wrote his novel Cry, the Beloved Country. It was published in 1948. It became the best-selling novel in the history of South Africa, still sells about 100,000 copies a year. It's the birthday of Aldo Leopold, born in Burlington, Iowa, 1887. A German family that worked in the gardens and the orchards. He went to Yale, went off and joined the Forest Service. He wrote a game and fish handbook. He wrote a book on game management, spent 19 years in the Forest Service. Then became a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He bought a piece of land on the Wisconsin River, and it was there that he wrote the essays that are collected in his book, A Sand County Almanac. It came out in 1949. And today is the birthday of William James, New York City, 1842. He was on the Harvard faculty, studied art, then he earned a medical degree, but he got interested in psychology and philosophy. Psychology hardly existed as an academic discipline. And William James popularized the idea of pragmatism, an idea first conceived of by his friend Charles Sanders Peirce. But it was James who first used the term pragmatism in a lecture in Berkeley, 1898. According to him, pragmatism was a philosophy that valued the practical outcome of an idea above the idea itself. And it was a way to bridge the divide between science, which he called a tough-minded view of the world, and the tender-minded view of religion. William James said that pragmatism was all about what is true, and he said, "The true is the name of whatever proves itself to be good." The empirical philosophers, like David Hume, thought experience was only what was experienced by the senses, that experience was the ultimate truth. But James's idea of pragmatism allowed for religious beliefs, if they had a value for concrete life, he said, so they could coexist with empirical observations. Pragmatism was popularized by William James and also by John Dewey, who had a long, prolific career on into the 1950s and who applied the philosophy of pragmatism to education and to government. Here's a poem for today by Robin Sara entitled Zero Holding. I grow to like the bare trees and the snow, the bones and fur of winter, even the grayness of the nunneries. They are so gray, walled all around with gray stones, and the snow piled up on ledges of wall and sill, those gray plains for holding snow. This is how it will be, months now, all so still, sunk in itself, only the cold alive, vibrant like a wire, and all the busy chimneys, their ghost breath, a rumor of lives warmed within, rising, rising, and blowing away. Robin Sara's poem Zero Holding from her collection The Touchstone, published by House of Anansi Press, used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.